Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Well, from the release of the Toy Story to the launch of the Kindle, lots to look back on in this week in pop culture history. Kieran O'Connor from 98FM is with me to Throwback Thursday. How are you doing?
Afternoon, very well. Looking forward to going back in history.
Yeah, well, we're starting off with this.
A clip there of probably one of the OG of cartoons, let's call it, Steamboat Willie there. Walt Disney released this 96 years ago. Steamboat Willie doesn't mean a lot to people.
Kieran, however, I've never heard of it.
No, I know, but you have heard of Mickey Mouse.
Yes.
This was the beginning of Mickey and Minnie Mouse, was Steamboat Willie.
Steamboat Willie.
Yes, so this is where Mickey and Minnie came into our lives. This was their first public appearance. And Steamboat Willie was one of the first Walt Disney cartoons. It involved synchronized sound, post-production soundtrack. So technically it was very innovative, but also brought us the most influential character in Disney's history is Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going back 96 years ago to when we were introduced to Mickey
Mouse. So obviously Mickey and Minnie have, you know, continued on throughout time, but Steamboat Willie
was the beginning, yeah. So much so.
Not so much.
Mickey went on to star in over 130 films, as well as just comic books, TVs. And for Disney itself, in terms of consumer products, Mickey Mouse makes up 40% of merchandise sold.
Do you know what's funny? Like, whenever I'm looking at Instagram and you see people that are maybe going to Disneyland Paris and, you know, like with all of the new iconic Disney characters over the years that have been released, you'll always see the parents go and get them, the Mickey and Minnie ears.
Well, you like say parents that the kids are wearing it, but there's also adults who rock around Disney with the Mickey and Minnie ears. And that's a big part of Walt Disney.
Now, this, I think this was a big Christmas present for a lot of people in more recent years.
It's called Kindle Fire. It's light, easy to hold in one hand, 14.6 ounces, and it has all the content, 100,000 movies and TV shows.
The tech book.
Yes, that's, we're going back 17 years when the world was introduced
to
the Kindle. Yes, the 19th of November 2007, from Amazon, of course. And as you heard there, it was the device that allowed you to bring ebooks and newspapers and magazines on the go. The first version wasn't actually sold over here. It was the United States only. They sold out of all Kindles, the first version, in 5 hours.
Right.
It was months before it came back. The Kindle, as we know it now, though, has moved on. There's massive storage. You can play audiobooks, podcasts, the works. And as of now, 12 generations of Kindles exist. The most recent came out in October.
Are you a fan?
I'm a fan of reading,
yeah,
but I'm not a fan of Kindles.
Of the Kindle,
there's nothing
really,
like having an old hardback book.
Did you ever have a Kindle?
No, not at all.
You go for the OG.
Yeah, the OG.
Yeah, there you are. Windsor Castle, what happened in 92?
Let's go back 32 years, the 20th of November 1992. Yeah, you mentioned it, Windsor Castle there. The largest inhabited castle in the world, but also the official residence, as we know, of the British monarch. And a fire broke out 32 years ago. Started off in the Queen's private chapel. It was at 11 a.m. in the morning when a curtain went on fire. A spotlight had pushed up against it. 1 hour later, there was over 200 firefighters and 35 fire engines at the castle. The damage, quite extensive. 100 rooms were affected by the fire. However, the priceless art collection, not touched, thankfully. One of the rooms that had the most damage usually contained the most expensive and the most valuable collector's items. But the previous day, they had moved a lot of it out to an exhibition that was travelling around the world. Massive, massive damage, as I said.
Yeah.
36 million is what it cost over 5 years to repair. So expensive that Queen Elizabeth II actually started paying income on her tax on her income, and also opened up the castle for tourists to come in at €8 a pop, or £8 a pop, to make some money back.
To make it back. 5 year repair job. What did you say? 115 rooms?
100 rooms affected by the fire massively.
Unbelievable. Yeah, 1992. Now, so definitely something to the fore of a lot of people's minds, of our parents' age probably, but JFK?
Yeah, 61 years we're going back to 22nd of November 1963 with the assassination of US President John F. Kennedy, the 35th president of the United States, as we know, riding in a motorcade through Dallas, Texas, when he was shot by Lee Harvey Oswald, the former US Marine who had been court-martialed twice and demoted. He later found work in the Texas School Book Depository. That's the building that he shot JFK from. Lee Harvey Oswald, later shot by a Dallas nightclub owner live on television. And Jack Ruby was the nightclub owner. His reason for it was he was distraught by Kennedy's death and he wanted to spare Miss Kennedy the discomfort of having to go through trial.
Now, on a much, much lighter note, I know this is a big family favourite for a lot of our listeners.
This isn't flying, this is falling with style. To infinity and beyond!
The launch of Toy Story.
Were you a fan?
Yeah, it was a great movie. It was a brilliant movie.
I can't believe it's 29 years old. 22nd of November 1995.
There's a few variations of it, wasn't there?
Oh, there was four, I think, as of now.
I remember the first one, or second. I've definitely seen them, one or two of them.
There's a new one coming in 2026. And as we know, the fantastic Toy Story, where toys come to life when humans aren't around.
Yeah,
and
great
involved
idea for a
Woody
movie.
And Buzz Lightyear. The second highest grossest film of 1995. Not only did we get more films, we got action figures and theme parks, the works. Still going.
Big time, big purchases when you're ever in the Disney store getting presents or whatever for people. They're still very, very much front and center, the Toy Story characters. This was the number one tune in Ireland.
You raise me up so I can't stand on my
probably one of my favourite Westlife tunes.
It's a fantastic song.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. I actually find it quite an emotional song.
Oh, it is, absolutely. Yeah. And it was also the first single they released after Brian McFadden's departure from the group. So, I mean, it makes it even
more special.
It was
a really, really, really big tune for them. I think it was, it's like the mid-2000s and I am going to predict it was 2004 because I think I might have just started college in Galway.
2005.
Oh, not bad.
19 years we're going back. Yeah, Westlife, You Raise Me Up. Originally recorded by Brian Kennedy. Didn't do too well. Then American singer Josh Groban brought it out. And then Westlife really just took it and made it their own.
This was number one in the UK.
And I would do anything for love. Oh, I would do anything for love. I would do anything for love. But I won't do that.
Number one in the UK, Meatloaf.
No,
classic.
Yeah, no, good tune. No, you raise me up now, but I don't, 91 or 92 maybe?
93, 31 years.
That's really good going today.
You're doing all right. Yeah Meatloaf.
I can't, it's a total guess, by the way.
It's the first single on his sixth album, which was Bad Out of Hell 2. The music video, I'm sure you know, directed by Michael Bay. And that was a massive song. Reached number one in 28 countries. If you're interested, there's a 5-minute version or a 6-minute or a 7-minute.
Right,
there's also a 12-minute cut, if you want.
This is number one in the US.
Wake me up.
Really, really bad now this period. Wham. 76?
Oh no, 82? Miles, 84. It's just, if you pick a load of numbers and throw them at the wall, something will stick.
But, I mean, it did for the last two, so.
Yeah, 40 years we're going back. Wham.
It's 84.
Yeah.
74, that's what I shot it down.
George and Andrew, obviously. George found inspiration. Supposedly, there was a note scribbled by Andrew Rigby, left for his parents, and it said, "Wake me up before you go." And they decided to add a following go to that. And supposedly that note created probably one of the world's most known songs.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. Mm. What an inspiration. Kieran O'Connor from 98FM. As always, Kieran, thanks a million for bringing us on a little trip down memory lane.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.